What I wish to do tonight is I'm first going to repeat quickly what we did, what I said last time, and then I'm going to expand on one of the most important parts, which I call basically the attitude. I want to tell you a story from my own life, which is like a simile, which can help you to have a good attitude in meditation. And then meditation, maybe half an hour or something, which I want to split up into two parts. First part will be we'll be doing something we call body scanning, focusing on the body for maybe 50 minutes, and those 50 minutes I will be kind of guiding you, so it's kind of a quite passive exercise for you. And then I have another 15 minutes. I'm going to, another little exercise, another form of meditation we can try out. So basically, last time I started to talk about my friend who had a stereo, a hi-fi, which had a display on the front, an equalizer showing 5 bars going up and down and up and down as they play the music. And I compare that to living a human life and the 5 senses. You see things, you hear, you smell, you have touch, etc. And as you walk through life, those also go up and down. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. Sometimes you see something beautiful, the bar goes high up. Sometimes you see something which isn't that nice, and it goes down. Up and down, up and down. Sometimes your body is comfortable and it's pleasure. Sometimes you kind of go to the dentist, you get pain, and then that bar kind of goes down. And as you go through life, you go up and down and up and down and up and down. It's never stable, never lost. This goal was up and down. But if you extend that simile and make it into like a three-dimensional display, and there's a row behind, and there's one bar in the background which also goes up and down, and that is what I call like just the mind, or the sixth sense, or the mind, or your heart, which also goes up and down. And that mind of yours can also produce pleasure and happiness and joy, same way as you can get, or you do get, happiness and joy out of your senses. You can get pure mental or spiritual pleasure, joy coming up. And I try to explain with a few kind of examples that this bar in the background, your mind, also goes up and down, but it can go so much higher up than when your senses are high up. I think I said that on that display on the stereo, it were like 5 centimeters up and down and up and down. But this mind, this bar in the background, can go a meter up. It can be so much more powerful. The perception of joy and happiness purely from your mind. And that is what we're trying to do here. We're doing the first baby steps, working on this mind, your heart, and trying to be wise about your inner being, your heart, to be peaceful, happy human being. I shortly mentioned when I went to my first retreat in Norway, which is maybe 15 years ago, I was standing inside one of the rooms after, I don't know, a week maybe into this 9-day retreat, and I somehow at that time managed to do all the things right. There was a couple of good teachers, and I had lots of good instructions before I came there. And remember, there were many things happening then there, but the most important one of them, which stood out afterwards, was just staying in the room and looking through a window and looking through the trees, looking through a row of birch trees outside. And my mind was so elevated, so full of joy and happiness and comfort and harmony. But I just ended up standing there and looking through that window, and it was just like the trees outside were kind of dancing. It was just joy. And I think I stood a half an hour just looking out the window, looking at some trees. And that still stands out in my mind as an example of how it is, how your mind can be happy. And it's coming not from your senses. It's nothing to eat, it's nothing you hear, it's nothing you do. It's an exercise you do, a training you do with your mind, and the result is a mental happiness, which can be extremely strong if you do it right. But it's not necessarily easy. You need lots of training, and for most people it takes many years. And I managed to squeeze in a short story about how this development comes about in general. It was this simile of this farmer who had three urgent tasks to do in his life, and it was to plow the fields. That was the first urgent task, and then the second one was sowing seeds. And then the third one was irrigating, making sure there's enough water in the ground. And then the point was that even though the farmer does that, does everything he's supposed to be doing, the farmer cannot. He doesn't have any power to make those trees or grains grow as he wants. They will grow in their own accord. And as season changes and times go by, the seeds will be trees, or there will be kind of grass, and there will be fruits coming. And the same thing with this development of your mind. There's three things which is the basis for a development of this happiness of your mind, which is urgent, and that is to develop basically good virtue, a moral, becoming like a, you all know that, being a good person. Work on that as one task. And the second is what we're trying to do here, meditation, working on the mind, learning that. And the third kind of urgent task is basically wisdom, which is coming from meditation. You learn how your mind works. You're doing all the bad, the wrong stuff, and you're doing all the right stuff. And as you play around and try this and try that, you will have success sometimes. And you learn out of that. And you repeat that. And you get better and better and better and better. But, the same thing in this simile, it's not up to you. You don't have the power to say, okay, next week I'm going to be really, really happy. You can't. It's a matter of training over a long time, probably, step by step. But one time in the future, there will be something growing in you, and there will be fruits. There will be development of your mind, and you have this peaceful mind. You can get this peaceful mind with happiness and joy, harmony. And you can stand in that room and look through a window and look at some stupid trees, and they look like the most beautiful things on the planet. That's basically what I tried to say last time, and I repeated that quickly now. I think we also said if you have any questions, normally it's kind of difficult to get people to ask questions. So there is a question box in behind there, so if you have a question, it's better to ask them now while I'm here, because normally if you ask a question, you're not the only one who's wondering about that question. So if you ask it in public, lots of people can benefit of it. But if you don't want to do that, put it on a piece of paper, and there's a box somewhere right there.
Yeah. With and paper in it.
With paper, okay. There's pen and paper, so it's very easy. Just go and write your questions, and then it's easier for me as well. I get some feedback. Maybe I can teach better that way. And we also had last time, we had two short sessions. But the first session was just 15 minutes of just watching, closing your eyes and just watching what's going on in your mind and doing nothing, just be passive. And then we had a little break, and then the last 15 minutes was, what was that again? It was, I made up this this illustration of creating a, what do you call it, like a spray bottle. We take a spray bottle. The whole point of that is that any human being have in them lots of good qualities. The problem is that I think lots of people, they don't use it, and they don't know how to kind of get it out from your mind and apply it in your life, whether it's in meditation or where you're living, you're walking, you're working, and to be able to get that kindness, that goodness out from your mind, which is there, and kind of apply that on your life and what's happening in your life. And I made up this, that if you have a spray bottle and you fill that up with all the goodness you have in you. In this old text, there's this, we're chanting it, like the kindness, the mother's love for his child, his only child. That's a good example of where this goodness which we have in us is easy to apply on somebody, like a little kid. If you're a mother or your father, it's so easy to extract that goodness in you and apply that to your little baby. It's the same process. But you can do that to anybody from yourself. It doesn't need to be just your kid. It can be your neighbor. It can be your work. It can be your meditation. And to be able to get that out of your mind and apply it, I made up this idea of this spray bottle. You have this spray bottle and you fill it up with all your goodness. And when you were sitting there in meditation, whatever pops up, when you close your eyes and you're sitting there, you're watching what's going on in your mind, you just spray it with this kind of all the good qualities you have inside your mind, which maybe you don't use that much, and you can use much more. And the result is basically happiness. You're kind of lifting up your mind. So that was kind of my kind of trial to make as a trick to try to get that goodness out of you and use it somehow. And that was the second part. That was the second meditation we did. And then today, I basically only have a couple of stories, at least one, maybe two stories, I want to tell, which is an experience I had in life, which reflects meditation and how your meditation works. This is, five, six years ago. I was here in Australia. I was living in the monastery. I had been a monk for a couple of years, maybe, up there. This was during our yearly 3 months retreat. All the monks do a 3 months retreat every year in silence. And we only are meditating and studying. And during that 3 months, one afternoon, I decided to go for a walk, and I left my little hut, and somehow I ended up going south into the property of our neighbor, and I went up a long hill, and on top of that hill there was a big flat field, lots of grass, and in one end of that field there were a big kind of area which was fenced in, and inside that fence there were lots of horses, maybe 10 horses were running around inside that fence. They were playing, they were eating, they were relaxing, just doing what horses are doing when they have time off. And when I saw those horses, I became interested. So I went walking slowly towards that fence and towards the gate of that fence. And this was during the rains retreat. So I was kind of quite peaceful. 2 months of just doing nothing, no work, no traveling, no teaching, no, just peace and calm for 2 months. And then I went up there, and I went up to that ring of fences and all those horses there. Went up to quite close to the gate and just stood there. I didn't do anything. I was just staying there, like 1 meter outside the fence, and watching. I was kind of fascinated by all the horses. They were really beautiful, you know, animals. And I didn't do anything. I could have kind of opened the gates and gone in, and starting to, I don't know, talk to the horses, and maybe can jump up one of the horses and start riding it, and make it run. I can maybe have gone to this horse which is lying on the ground, kick his bum, and say, "Okay, up, do something, eat something, don't be lazy." I could have started talking to one of those horses. I could have fed them maybe. Maybe if I had some food, I could go up to them, go in, and feed them some food. There's all kind of things you can do with animals. But I didn't do anything. I just stood there outside that fence and looked at those 10 horses. And it was, I kind of liked that scenery. That happening was a nice occasion for me. So I was just standing there smiling, being a bit happy, enjoying kind of beautiful animals playing around. And what happened was that all those horses, they were kind of curious, like, "What's this? What's this kind of weird brown thing staying over there? He's not the normal farmer coming with food or something." So all of them kind of learned, kind of, they observed me, and they were curious about, "What is this? Do you have, like, does he have food for us, or what's going on?" So all of the horses, they kind of stopped doing what they were doing. So if they were running around, I remember two or three of them, they were really running. They had lots of fun just running around. And all of them, and two of them were lying on the ground, completely lazy. They were just relaxing. Some of them were feeding, they were kind of eating grass. And all of them, whatever they were doing, they kind of stopped. Stopped doing what they were doing. And all of them started to walk towards me. So those who were lying on the ground, they kind of stood up and like, "What's that?" And they started slowly walking towards me. And those who were running, they stopped running and kind of curious, they came walking towards me. And I don't know, maybe 10-15 minutes. After 10-15 minutes, all those horses were lined up in front of me, just like the starting position of a horse race. Just 10 horses like that. I remember one of them was a bit kind of afraid, so it was a bit further back. But all of them, all those was lined up, straight in front of me, doing nothing. I didn't do anything. I didn't start to talk to them. I didn't have any food to give them. I didn't ask them to do anything. They stopped what they were doing, and they came to me and lined up and just stood there doing absolutely nothing for a long, long, long while. And the only thing I was doing was doing nothing, standing there with a little smile, because I enjoyed the scenery, what was kind of this kind of act of nature playing out. And that is, for me, a really, really nice simile of meditation. In meditation, what we try to do is to kind of take your mind and divide it up into two. One part is knowing, awareness, which is passive. And the other part is the active part. It's all the thinking, all the worries, all the concerns, all the fear, all activities. And me and those horses, just observing, being mindful, that was me there, standing, looking to us, looking at all those horses, and all thinking, all fears, all emotions, that's all the horses which are running around in your head. And the best way to make all the horses which are running around in your mind to calm down is just to look with a little smile inside. If you can do this meditation thing and you can put yourself in knowing, awareness, and stop riding your thoughts and your emotions. Don't go in and jump and try to ride those horses. Don't talk to those horses in your mind. Don't feed them. Just stand outside and look at what's going on in your mind. Just as I was standing outside that fence and looking at 10 different horses, which, by doing nothing, calmed down by themselves. And the same thing in meditation. When we close our eyes, if you can be the passive observer of what's going on in your mind, and don't do anything. Don't make them run quicker or kind of slower. Don't make them stand up. Don't feed them. All those horses, all those activities in your mind will calm down. All by themselves. But as soon as you start to ride all those horses in your mind, all your thoughts and your worries, they will not calm down. You will make them active. Just as I could have made all those horses in that field active by me being active. But that time, it wasn't planned. It just happened. And afterwards, it was such a nice, you know, experience for me. So that is the attitude I wish you to try in meditation. Put yourself into knowing, into awareness, and don't ride all the activities in mind. Let them be. Let them do whatever they want themselves. Just stand there, watch what's going on in your mind with a little smile, and be patient. Maybe your mind will not settle down in 15 minutes as those horses I saw, but the principle is the same. It's the same effect. If you can be still inside and don't create anything, don't do anything, don't pull anything, don't push anything, the result is that your mind and all your activities in your mind will calm down. And that's the kind of the first step for peace, happiness, and joy to arise. I think I stopped there with adding new things. So let's try. I'll just say a few words about meditation in general, and then we can do start the meditation session. And I just want to say this is kind of theoretical, just like big picture, what this meditation thing is. The goal of meditation is basically letting go. It's stillness. It's peace. That's what we're aiming for. And from there, if that is done properly, what will arise, whether you like it or not, if you do it properly, is joy and happiness. It might not come now in the beginning. With what we're doing here are basically the first steps, the baby steps. Later on, if you learn this well, you play around with this, you learn it, and you maybe go to a retreat, so you do this for many days. That's when you really start to get some paybacks, really nice states of mind. This joy and this happiness, which arises from your mind or your heart or your sixth sense or whatever you like to call it, that joy arises. The best simile is basically sunrise. If you get up 4 o'clock in the morning or 5 o'clock in the morning before, when it's really dark, that's like when you start to meditate, when you have maybe an active mind, lots of thinking, lots of activity and worries. So when you close your mind, it's like 4 o'clock in the morning, it's dark, there's no light, there's no joy. But everybody knows that the sun rises, and that light on the sky comes gradually, little by little by little. After maybe, I don't know, five, I don't know exactly what is time, but maybe 5 o'clock, maybe you see on the horizon that there are some, it's not completely dark anymore, and then that develops into getting more and more light, brighter and brighter, until it's almost daylight and the sun comes up, and it's really, really your mind is light. That is how joy arises in your mind in meditation. So when we start to meditate now, normally what you see is 4 o'clock at night, probably quite dark, but there is, if this is done properly, a sunrise. What we do is basically trying to simplify our awareness onto one object, instead of focusing on all what's going on in all your senses. You try to kind of sit down and relax the body, and try to shut down the senses, the five senses. We close our eyes. You don't see anything. We try to come in a room like this, which is quite peaceful. It's not as little noise as possible. We make it comfortable with an aircon, so it's not too hot or too cold. And then put the mindfulness or the awareness on one little thing and staying there. Some kind of object. And there are many of those objects to choose. And these 4 times I'll be here, we will try a few of them. It can be just awareness, it can be kindness, it can be the breath, it can be a word we use to repeat, repeat and repeat and repeat. It can be focusing on our body, like we're trying to do now. And there are many, many of those objects we can set our focus on as a tool to calm down the mind. The big thing is that it doesn't happen all by itself. Everybody has kind of different personalities, different interests, and you will have to play around and find which is it which gives result for you. Is it breath meditation? Is it kind of kindness meditation? and over time play around with different techniques, and then you learn after a while what works best for you. So that is what we're going to try now. So if we can try now to kind of turn down the lights a bit and put yourself into, see whether you can find yourself a nice comfortable position. If you have any clothing which is tight, and then loosen up. Try to make your body as comfortable as possible sitting in a chair. If you want to put anything under your feet, please do that. Anything, basically. Comfort. If you want to sit on the floor, please do that. If you want to sit in a chair, please do that. It is important to find a good position, a comfortable position, so you have as little physical pain as possible. Because normally if you're sitting in a position which creates pain, it disturbs your meditation. And it's more difficult. The result of that is it's more difficult to calm down. Your mind will go to the pain all the time, and that will be a disturbance. The first 15 minutes, or 10 minutes, or 15 minutes. I'm just going to talk you through a body scan, and then after 10-15 minutes it will change, and we'll do it really simple. So basically the object we're going to focus on is parts of your body and how the parts of your body is feeling. And as we do that for a while, your mind will be directed to focus on your body, and the result of that is most often that other mental activities calms down. Whether it's thinking, or it's craving, or it's ill will, or it's worries, or whatever it is, if you are able to put your attention on something else than what's going on in your mind, like the body, the result is that the other activities in your mind will slowly calm down. It normally works quite well for most people. So just start on your feet and your toes. See where you can feel your feet touching the ground and your toes touching the carpet. Give your feet a break. Now it can relax without you make it walk. If you have any feelings of discomfort in your feet and your toes, and send a little well-wishing, good-wishing to your feet, with gratitude for all your feet's hard work for you. Just that, just feel your feet touching the ground. See whether you can be aware of the touch. And if your mind takes you somewhere else, into some ideas or fantasies or thoughts, just put your awareness back to the body. Whatever happens during this body meditation, if your mind takes you another direction, that is fine. And then slowly just take it back to the body. Don't have any ill will to your mind. Just let it be just as it is. And then try to put your awareness on your body. Now starting with the feet. And just feeling the touch, the carpet, or your shoes, or whatever it is your feet is touching. Then move your attention slowly up your feet, up your leg. See whether you can feel maybe the muscles moving inside your legs. See whether you can relax them. See whether you can leave your legs alone. Let them rest. And if there's anything uncomfortable, if there's some pain or some aches, try to send some good feelings down your leg. See if you can feel your legs, whether they are they relaxed? Are they tense? How do your leg feel? And then up to your knees. Do you have any pain there? Are they relaxed? Are you able to feel your knee? Can you look at your knee with your eyes closed, and with your inner eye just see, try to see your knees? Are you able to focus on that part of your body? then further up to your hips, all the big muscles. Can you feel the touch of the chair pressing up, maybe? Can you just be aware of that touch? This is an opportunity for your legs to rest. And your back end, sitting in the chair. Can you feel that? Can you feel the touch when you're sitting in the chair? Is it comfortable? Can you feel the whole lower part of your body relaxing? As you don't move anything, the lower part of your body naturally starts to relax. And there is a good feeling to that. Further up is your stomach. Is your belt pressing on your stomach? Can you feel your belt? Can you feel your stomach going in and out? Your stomach pressing out and going in a bit. Pressing out again, coming in. Can you feel that? Can you feel your breath, the movements of your stomach because of the breath? Try 1 minute. Just watch the movements of your stomach going in and out. 1 minute. Just stay with the feelings of your stomach moving in and out. Just be there. Then move up to your heart, your physical heart. Can you feel it beat? Can you feel it pumping? See whether you can feel 10 pumps or beats in a row. And then further up, the lungs. Can you feel your chest coming in and out? Can you observe the movements in and out, just as your stomach? Air coming into your lungs? And air going out. Can you be aware of that movement in your chest? See if you can follow your chest going in and out 10 times in a row. And further up, your shoulders. Are they tight or are they relaxed? Can you lower your shoulder even more? Can you make your shoulders even more relaxed? Can you feel your shoulders? It doesn't matter how they are. Just feel them. Just be aware of your shoulders. And then down your arms. For probably resting on the armchair or in your lap. Can you feel that touch? Can you feel your hands touching either your body or the chair? Can you let your fingers be completely relaxed? Just as they are now. Just that position. Let them be just like that. And just feel your hands and your fingers. Then up again to your neck. Normally, people's necks are is tight, hard. How is your neck? How does it feel now? Then up to your face. How do you feel around your eyes? Is it hard? Tight? Are there any pain? Tense? If you can feel any tension, and try to relax all the muscles around your eyes. We're all sitting here with eyes closed. It doesn't matter how you look in your face now. Just try to relax your eyes and the skin around your eyes and your forehead. Relax. Same with your mouth. Loose up everything. Keep it open or close, whatever you like. Whatever can calm down your face and all the muscles. Hopefully, going through your body like this, the result might be that your body feels quite relaxed now. You can sit in one position and your body is as relaxed as it can be. We've been trying to take the attention away from things happening around you, just looking at the body so it can calm down. If it is relaxed now, or more relaxed, how does it feel to have a relaxed body? There is a pleasure in having a relaxed body. Now we're just going to continue this meditation, taking the attention away from the body and see whether you can move your awareness or your mindfulness into what's going on inside your mind or your heart, going from physical to mental, using the same awareness, same mindfulness. See whether you can put yourself in a position outside that fence and just look at all those horses which are running around inside your mind. See whether you can be silent and not do anything and not feed them. And don't push them. Don't want them to be this or want them to be that. Just stand there still with a little smile inside of your mind, watching whatever it is going on in your mind. Thoughts, fantasies, worries, concerns, fear, remorse, hate, see if you can see and only see what's going inside your brain. All the movements. See where you can see all those horses running around inside that field, that fenced area, your mind. Just look for a little while now, a couple of minutes. Just see. Don't do anything. Don't change anything. Just look with a little smile. Whatever is there is good. Whatever is there which you might think is negative or something you don't want, it will not go away by you trying to get rid of it. But all those things which you might have in your mind which you think is negative or not fun, just watch. Watch now for 2 or 3 minutes. Just as I watch those horses. Just watch. And it doesn't matter what you're watching. What you see, what you feel inside. Last thing I'm going to say now is like 5 minutes left. It's something you can try if you want to. As you sit here and try to see what's going on in your mind, whatever it is, pick up one word. And my suggestion is just kind. Just the word kind. And whatever you see, whether it's emotion or it's a thought, whatever is there, just silently inside yourself, repeat the word kind. Just tell that thing kind. Repeat that if you want to, the last 5 minutes, whatever there is, just to repeat the word kind silently inside. Just the word kind. I'm going to ring the bell 3 times now, and after the 3rd time, we can open our eyes. Is that a nice rest for your body and for your mind? I have only one little small thing to say. That is, for those who want some homework, I have some homework for you, which is, I think, will be fun. A few years ago, it was made a documentary by BBC, and about meditation. It was made by a woman about 40 years old, which has a very kind of scientific background, coming from universities, and she went all over the planet, visiting all kind of universities and professors, and she also went to Tibet, or I don't know, maybe it was India, whatever, where she learned to meditate, and she took that meditation practice back to universities, and did kind of scientific experiments. And that movie, or that film, documentary, is available for free on YouTube. So for those, and I really recommend to see that. At least if you have some kind of scientific interest, like what, is there any scientific kind of reason for doing this? Mm. And yes, there is. A lot. So if you go on YouTube, and basically just search, you should just write BBC, meditation, and alternative therapy. We find that documentary split it up into 6 sections. So if you see those six sections, you will see that documentary. It's really good. It was actually so good. When I saw it the first time, I was so happy that I actually added Norwegian subtitles on it to give it to my mother. And she was really happy with that. So if you want to have some homework, and it's kind of BBC quality. It's good stuff. So go to YouTube, search for BBC Meditation Alternative Therapy. BBC Meditation Alternative Therapy.
If you give us that, we can email it to people.
In
case if people don't remember,
have
an email.
So what do I do?
Just give that to me and we'll sort it.
Excellent. Fantastic. Can you read my writing?
Yeah, it's pretty easy.
Ah, cool.
Thank
so that's your homework, if you want some homework. It's good. It's good stuff from BBC. We have a couple of minutes if anybody has a question. If not,
or a comment,
or feedback, or. Mm-hmm. critics or anything? If not, we can basically just say, okay.
Sometimes you try to meditate and you just can't quieten your mind, you just keep engaging it. Is it best just to walk away and just try to come back another time, or? You keep engaging with it, your thoughts come in, you keep on thinking about them, and you just can't quieten that mind down.
You cannot, you can't. It's impossible to quieten it down. That's the. It's really. It is a practice to let go, meditation. And we are so conditioned into doing that we have to do these things. We have to create peace, but we can't. And this is something we just have to do and do and do and do and repeat and repeat and repeat. I remember myself, this is maybe not that, maybe daunting to hear that, but even myself, even after 5 years trying to do this full time, as a monk in a meditation monastery, I had a meeting with a senior monk, and I still said, okay, I did that. I'm still creating things in my mind, but I had this this kind of experience, but one more step of letting go, and then I got deeper in meditation. I finally saw that it was a little tiny little bit somewhere where I was doing something inside there. And as soon as I saw that, I could let it go. And immediately, I kind of dropped deeper in meditation. So this thing about letting go and finding peace is something you do over a long time. And you learn by doing it. Not doing it. By learning to let go and be still. And step by step by step, you will find that. You will, your practice, if you do it, it will bear fruit after a while.
Patience.
Okay.